We have been covering Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it's the purpose of this Yoga Sutra to bring out the best in us. Everyone has a huge potential. It has to be explored and exploited. That's the purpose of Patanjali Yoga Sutra. The first sutra, it starts off with Atha Yoga Anushasanam. Atha Yoga Anushasanam. Yoga means to acquire. Acquire not a trivial thing in our life. Acquire something unique, something special, something great in our life. The purpose of our life, to acquire something great. We acquire something great before we depart. Acquire. Atha Yoga. For that one, we need a sincere commitment, not a half-hearted attempt. Investment of time. You can't get something special, something unique. In the last week, we touched upon previous week to do that one. It's a practice. Practice has to be done without any interruption, as an offering to the Lord on a firm foundation of knowledge. Satu dhirga kala nairantara satkaro sevito drida bhumihi. No break in our practice. No cold day break, no hot day break, no long weekend break, no election evening break. It's a no break. Continuous sadhana. Satu dhirga kala, without any interruption. Satkaro sevito. Wanting to learn something great. Not out of compulsion from others, with sincerity in approach. I am enjoying what I am learning, not out of compulsion, with as a reverence to what you are learning. It's a dhrida bhumi, on a firm foundation. And then Patanjali further says, tivra samvegana masana, one who is intensely energetic. That person alone can get the highest. The energy, intensely energetic. There are three types of energy that people approach. One is not interested people. He doesn't take them into account. Those who are interested, there are three types. One is mrudu, madhya, adimatra. Adimatra twapi visheshaha. Mrudu, people make a small attempt. I want to get the highest, but effort is very little. And second type of people, they put effort slightly more, ordinary effort. One is very little effort, one is an ordinary effort. And the third one is the ambitious effort. They put ambitious effort behind what they are doing. Visheshataha. Adimatra, one who puts an ambitious effort, attempt behind the achievement, that person alone excels. Many people, they say, I work also 8 hours, 10 hours a day. Some people are successful in their life, some are not successful. The reason behind some people are get succeeded in their life, some do not get succeeded, reason being the effort involved in that one. Some people, I may be working 10 hours, 12 hours, but intensity of effort is not there. Only ordinary effort. With that one, we cannot succeed. Adimatra, that effort, intense effort should be there. This effort, where it is leading to, that where we have to, Sri Krishna says that people, by putting an effort, where we put an effort, where our interest is there. When the interest is there, concentration increases. When the concentration is there, our intensity also increases. The concentration, regarding the concentration in Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about, there is a Uddhava Gita in Bhagavata, if you consider whole Bhagavatam as a Veda, Upanishad part is called as Uddhava Gita. In that one, it's a story comes, when a king was going on a procession. Whole town got up and the waited for the king and waited for the procession to go. Everyone got excited. But there was one hunter. He was so focused on sharpening his arrow. He was not at all aware of king going past. And this Avadhuta, he saw that one. What a concentration. If we have this type of concentration, we can excel. We need this type of concentration. But concentration, everyone have some sort of concentration. We may be so concentrated, so focused on maybe elections or our football or cricket. So concentrated, or property investments, share market, or business. And Sri Krishna says, the effort, people have the concentration. It says, antavattu palam tesham bhavat alpamedasam devan devaye jo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. If you are putting so much of effort, concentration on trivial things in your life, the result also is trivial, short-lived. If you have a concentration for something unique, something special, something great, it is not easily to be gotten. You have to work hard for that one. One who has put in a lot of work, that the result is great. The people who wants only short-term glory, short-term prosperity, they seek the goal also short, it's trivial, and they resort to the trivial ideal. My ideal, if I say, my ideal is a multimillionaire, and I want to make connection with that person, and so that I think through the connection, I will excel. That connection, that ideal person, that in the, it says, in the, you, everything is changing in this world. Nothing is stable. Everything is constant flux. Other day, last week, one minister was saying, Australian technology is changing so fast. If our children do not get adapted to the digitization, they will be left out. Technology is changing so fast. They won't have any jobs. The digitization is happening, automation is happening, so fast is changing, and things are changing so fast. We say that as if my son was born yesterday, he's already 25 years, already got married. Things are changing so fast. We are inching towards our death so fast. And if you are focused only on the things which are changing, subject to change, there is no peace. You have to go deep within. Behind these changes, there is one changeless thing is there. Try to focus on that one. There, when you have that established on the changeless one, you get stability in your life. Otherwise, if there is no stability in your life, you are only focused on the outer things. Life is full of anxiety, stress, depression, and feeling unease within. It says you have to, if you want to have a stability in your life, concentrate on the changeless one. Antavattu palam tesham. These changeless, those who are changing, if you are focused on that one, you are limited people of the limited intellect, only focus on the things which are changing. People of sharpened intellect, they focus on the changeless one. And trivial people, ordinary people, focus on the things which are subject to change. But my devotees will focus on me, Sri Krishna says. And other people, they get the trivial things and subject to change, anxiety and depression, but those who focus on the changeless one, Sri Krishna says, they will get that one. They will get the stability. Ishvara pranidhanidhva, Patanjali says, and people of the great intellect, they illumined intellect, they focus on the Lord. That they focus on the changeless one, Ishvara Pranidhanidhva. Ishvara, what is God? If we have some problem, we say, oh my God, we say. What is that? What is that God? It says, Klesha, Karma, Vipaka, Ashaya, Aparamrishtaha, Purusha, Vishesha, Ishwaraha. The God is defined, the changeless one. One doesn't get changed. What is that one? He defines as no problem in our life. Everyone, we say, oh, my life is full of problems. And there is no problem. It's a life is an expression of joy. That for us, whatever we do, there is an effort involved. If I want to come to the class, I have to drive 20 minutes, 30 minutes stuck in the traffic, and there's a problem involved. There is no effortless. Everything happens. Klesha, karma, that doing the work, I have to do that one. It's my karma, my problem. There is no karma. That's no, I have to do, as a father I have to do, as a son I have to do. There is no obligation. We are bound to do. And vipaka means there is a counteraction. If I do something, if I alert this person, he will scream at back at me. There is a reaction. Action, reaction. If I like gulab jamun too much, if I eat instead of one, I eat the whole tin, around the 30 I eat, I get upset stomach. There is a negative reaction. There is no negative reaction in that one. Ashita, our life is full of desires. I want to do that one. I want to get this one. I want to get this one. And completely satisfied within. There is no desire, longing. It's one who complete in all. That whatever one wishes, everything is there. And one is complete within, without any desire. And it's a complete personality. It's complete in all regard. Aparamrishtaha, Purusha, Vishesha, Ishwaraha. That God is defined as, there is no bound. It's no bondage and no repercussion. It's desires. It's one who is satisfied completely within. There is no problem within. He defines that one as God. And slowly that changeless. Why he is saying that one? When we start contemplating on that principle, we also start acquiring those qualities. Why am I getting so agitated? Why am I so anxious in my life? It says, because you're focusing on things are changing. Focus on the other one, changeless. You find stability in your life. And it says, Patanjali further says, in that God, sarvajnyatva bijam. Tatra niratishaya sarvajnyatva bijam. In that one, it's the seed of everything, knowing of everything is there. Whatever you want to know, it is there. It's complete, it knows everything. There is no ignorance in that God. God is defined, there is no ignorance. If you ask about chemistry, I may know, I may not know. If I ask mathematics, I may solve simple problems. Long ones, I have to work hard. And whatever topic, whatever you want to know, whatever you want to seek, seek in that changeless principle. And slowly, Patanjali says, by doing so, you'll start getting stability in your life. We have covered 25-26 sutras in Patanjali Yoga Sutras in the first chapter. We'll continue next week.